Cooper Webb, Santa Clara Supercross. Two wins in a row here in Santa Clara. You must like the place.
Yeah.
How are you feeling about it?
Feeling really good. You know, it's nice, like you said, to win here.
Yeah.
2 years in a row. It's good, good mojo, and stoked on that. So, yeah, good night.
Yeah, you can talk about your main event a little bit.
Yeah, it was a good main. You know, I got off to a not-so-good start, but I think I was like sixth. And, kind of got stuck up behind a few guys, and the leaders kind of got away, but, you know, got some quick passes made, and Alex was up there, and so was Mitchell, so that was cool to see. And Zach was riding good, though. I knew he was going to be hard to beat, and the track being pretty short, I knew we were going to have not too much time to make it happen. So I got it done, I think, like 12th lap, and or 11th maybe, and then was able to push it home.
You seem to do well here, like we talked about, but a lot of people don't like this place. The dirt kind of sucks. It's rocky. It's hard. How'd you like the track overall?
I thought this year was way better than last year.
Yeah.
From the looks, it doesn't look good, but I think the actual dirt this year was good. Sucks that it's so short. I think that's something that they definitely need to work on. And it was also really fast. I think they needed to slow it down a little bit. There was some really fast sections and stuff like that. But the dirt was better, but like I said, I think it's tough going to a track where you're 45 average lap time getting down to the 43s. Like, it's a little bit of a bummer, but I'm sure they'll work on that.
Yeah, so you had 6 weeks off, only an 11-point lead going into it, so you had to still think about Supercross, but did you get outdoors much?
Yeah, I actually went outdoors quite a bit. We did about 3 weeks, and it went really well. We did a lot of testing and riding, and I really, really want to win that title this year. So we're going to put a lot of work in and go into this brake ride, going outdoors, and then hopefully wrap it up in Vegas.
It's important you go into this healthy. You haven't been going into outdoors healthy, is it? You consider yourself a favorite, though, even though your teammate sitting right next to you has got two in a row.
Yeah, no, yeah. I definitely think so. Last year, unfortunately, came in injured. And year before, I got third. I think I tied actually for third in the points with Baggett, and they gave him second because he had more wins. So we had a good first year when I was healthy, or second year, I guess it would be. So looking forward to it this year. I think end of last year definitely motivated me, and can't let it be a three-peat for Jay Martin.
I heard you had a little get off coming into this week. You didn't look hurt, though. I was actually watching you, kind of like seeing, like, is this Cooper hurt? I didn't want to ask you about it because I knew you would say that before the race.
Yeah, I did actually on Tuesday. I had a pretty good little get off, but that's what we trained for. And, you know, luckily I got Jared Swanepoel and Dr. G behind me to get me back to where I need to be. But it was a little bit of a bummer, you know, to have a big crash like that kind of, you know, knocks you back a little bit, and like, oh man.
Yeah.
So
it can happen anytime.
Yeah. It's all good. We're healthy, and it all worked out.
Nice. So 16-point lead heading to Vegas. It's a new structure. Are you guys looking at that a little bit and seeing like how that can work?
Yeah. Oh shit.
That's all right. I caught it. Look at that. Sweet.
It's. I think it'll be exciting. I think if it was a different situation, I think it all depends what situation you're in. I think if it's a close points chase, I think it's going to be not so good for somebody.
Yeah, you're in a good spot now.
Obviously I have a little bit of fluctuation, but, I mean, you never know because, you know, say you need that 3 points on the guy that you're trying to beat, and now you got to beat East and West guys. It'll be exciting to say.
To
crown two guys in a season finale will be awesome, but it's a little weird, you know, and I think the biggest thing was how they kind of announced it. I think if they should have announced it before the season. They shouldn't have waited, but, well, I'm sure they'll see how it goes this year, and hopefully we'll be on the flip side of that.
Yeah, I don't even think they really